Everything's wrong!
Oh my god!
What the fuck?
I need to be uppies. Oh, just kidding.
Yeah, just a second.
Just kidding. I fixed it. It was my own headphones.
Patient, you freaking grasshopper.
Some content may not be suitable for all listeners. Listener discretion advised. Imagine if instead of saying patient, young Padawan, or whatever, young Padawan, he just said, wait up, little bitch. You'll be fine. But anyways, my assistant and I were sitting in my office today, and this resident walks over. She was sitting outside of our office. She was sitting in a chair outside of our office for like 5 minutes, right?
Uh-oh.
And she wasn't waiting for anyone. Like, she wasn't waiting for one of us. She wasn't doing any, like, she was just sitting there, right? And so then, like, the door was cracked open, right? She comes in through the door and she goes, my name is blah, blah, blah. And I just wanted to know what was all piled up in my room. Because she was looking, while she was sitting in the chair, she was looking through one of the windows into our office and saw this giant pile of stuff we were going to donate to Goodwill. And now she is convinced that our office is her room.
No.
And
no.
I have a feeling.
She's like, I see that pile of Goodwill. That is going to be mine.
Yeah, for real. Or what the fuck is that doing in my room? And then she later, like maybe like 25 minutes later, she'd went to lunch and come back. And she goes, she's like pushing on the door because we had closed it, right? And mm-hmm. the door locks, but the handle still turns. And so she was like pushing on the thing, and then she throws her hands up in the air and she checks her pockets like she's checking for her keys, and then realizes that she doesn't have them. And then, yeah, it was funny. And so then I immediately wrote an email to the nurse and I was like, hey, she thinks my office is her house. Thank you. But it is very appealing in there. We finally got some like lights up on the walls and we reorganized and it's much more homey and like open now.
I love that.
It's wonderful. My assistant and I are getting along very well. She listens now. Hi, Megan.
Ooh, hi, Megan. Is it with an H or no H?
It's with an H.
Oh.
Yes, Megan.
H for hot.
H for ham.
Lake.
Lake. I think I've listened to that. Welcome back to the podcast, by the way.
Welcome.
We're here.
Back.
We're in a basement. We are in a basement. I like that in very recent podcast episodes, and I don't know if it's just because we're hanging out outside of the podcast now, like more often, but we have been saying the same shit at the same time. I've noticed that.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. He was just the taxi driver. We both said that at the same exact time with the same exact inflection. I'm never going to get over it.
Taxi driver.
It was during the crime episode. We said it at the same time.
Oh, big yellow taxi.
Yeah. Yeah.
Put up a parking lot, bitch.
Put up a parking lot. It's just me, Colin, and Pancake today. I'm currently trying to
train. Her name's Sierra.
My name's Sierra. I'm currently trying to train Turtle, the kitten. I don't know if it's working or not, but I'm just training her and treating her like a dog at this point. Because I don't like that she's a cat. She's trying to ruin my life actively, and we're beefing hard. I'm
we have
really
so much
mad
in common.
At her.
Like, how can I ruin Sierra's life this week?
No, it's my week to ruin your life.
Is it now?
No, it's actually not going to ruin your life. It's a really fun story. Like, we're going to learn a lot about a person that you've probably never even fucking heard of.
Yay! Ruin me, daddy.
Because, yeah, I am not your daddy. I don't like it. But yeah, it's just the three like of us. Annabelle is at work, but then she will be able to listen because her work schedule is basically going to be identical to mine.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah, brother. Buckle up. Let's go. We're going for a ride.
A ride.
Ooh, crisp. Yeah. And I just want to shout out Megan, my assistant at work, because she went and listened to the podcast on her days off, and she came to work yesterday, and she looks at me. She asked me if I was drunk while we record the podcast, and no, I am not drunk. And I just want to say for the record that this is how I am all the time, sober or not.
Yeah, she's just a bucket of worms
inside a
5'11" human.
Made she's of worms.
27.
5'11"? I'll take it. I'm 5'11", you guys. Yes, yes, yes.
4'11", so sorry.
Yeah,
She won't take the extra inch, but she'll take an extra 12 inches.
Yeah, there's
That's
a difference.
That's what she said.
There's a difference. There's a big difference. But anyways, when I was doing research...
11 inches.
...for this episode, I really didn't know what I was doing. I wrote this script maybe 3 hours ago, crushed it, and then played The Sims until you got here.
I love that.
But anyways, I was like, what's... Megan says that I sound drunk when I do these podcast episodes, so I'll just look up like good drunk history topics because I can't come up with an original thought to save my life ever. Yeah. So we are going to talk about a girl, and she is my favorite person on the entire planet. I thought Julie Diabony was my favorite person on the entire planet. I was wrong. Ghoulie is not. Ghoulie just got usurped. Usurped? What's the word?
Keep up. I don't know that I've ever heard
keep
it
up, said. Keep up, keep up, Colin.
No, I've never heard that said out loud.
Usurped. Erped. I think it's usurped. Erpsurped.
Ursula. Okay, why does Q always have to be with you, but U doesn't always have to be with Q?
I before E, except after every single fucking thing ever. That's what it feels like.
Exactly.
When I write emails, sometimes when I'm like making posters at work, I have to type in a word to Google make sure.
Do we have an English major friend? Somebody that knows English really well?
No, I don't think so. Okay, so we are going to talk about a girl. She was born on February 12th of 1884.
Welcome, baby.
And her dad was, or no, her mom was Alice Lee. Nope. Cooper. Alice Hathaway Lee. Alice Cooper?
Yeah. Is that like a... Actor?
What the fuck is it? What is it? What's he from? He's in a band. He's in a really famous band.
Okay. I did not realize. Alice Cooper, born Vincent Damon Fournier, February 4, 1948, is an American rock singer whose career spans over 54 years. With a raspy voice and a stage show that features numerous props and stage illustrations, including pyrotechnics, guillotines, electric chairs, fake blood, reptiles, baby dolls, and dueling swords. Cooper is considered by music journalists and peers to be the godfather of shock rock. He has drawn equally from horror films, vaudeville, and garage rock to pioneer a macabre and theatrical brand of rock designed to shock audiences. Period.
You know, this is what these episodes are like. When I do my episodes and I have a script, Colin decides to take one name and go on a tangent about it. And it's so fun and so fresh.
Yeah, that's right. You were in your first sentence.
So I literally was.
Alice Not Cooper was born.
Alice Not 18 Cooper.
18-something.
Yeah, okay. So, will you shut up? You are completely wrong. All right. We're celebrating a baby girl. Yay. Welcome, baby.
Welcome, baby.
So, February 12th, 1884, she's an Aquarius.
Okay.
Guess who her daddy was.
What's her last name?
I haven't told you yet.
Oh. 1884.
Mm-hmm. It's Teddy Roosevelt.
I was going to say, no, that's...
Okay, so we have Teddy Roosevelt as the dad, and we have Alice Hathaway Lee Roosevelt.
Okay.
So Alice and Theo got Theo, Teddy. Alice and Theo, Teddy, I'm Alice and Teddy, Jesus Christ, I think I just had a stroke, had a baby girl. What did they name that baby girl? Alice Jr.
Oh, no.
Born on February 12th, 1884.
I've heard about her.
Have you?
Yeah, but I don't remember a spot about it, so
perfect.
I'm excited.
This is going to be a wild ride, bitch. So Alice Jr. is born. She's
a
junior.
It's a familiar roller coaster today.
And 2 days after her birth, her mom dies of kidney failure. 11 hours before that, Theodore's mom, Teddy Roosevelt's mom, Martha Stewart Bullock, died of typhoid fever. So
Martha Sandra Stewart Bullock.
No, just Martha Stewart Bullock. Martha Sandra Stewart Bullock. That's funny. I didn't get it at first. I was like, why are you saying Sandra? Okay, got it. So, 2 deaths, 1 day, 1 family. Papa John's. So, Teddy's mom is dead. Teddy's wife is dead. Teddy has a kid. kid's name is Alice Jr., right? But Teddy was a fucking mess after the two women in his life just died. Mm-hmm. So instead of calling Alice Alice, he didn't want anyone to speak his wife's name. So they called Alice either Baby Lee or, no, just Baby Lee instead of her first name, by her first name. So that sucks. You were named after your mom and then she died and then your dad hates that she died so much.
And then you're a 27-year-old and people call you Baby Lee.
What's that all about? That's a sick rap name though.
Baby Lee.
Baby
yeah.
Lee.
Yeah.
Baby
That Lee. Could be your rap name.
You want to know short. Something cool? No. What? Not even because I'm short. My dad's middle name is Lee.
My dad's middle name is Lee too.
And my middle name is Carly, but it's C-A-R-L-E-E.
I've always thought that was a little weird.
A little weird. So anyways, so when she gets older, when Alice gets older, instead of going by Baby Lee, she goes by Mrs. L, which is lit. Fuck yeah.
She took the L.
Yeah, she took the L and made it her own, bitch. She embraced the L.
She truly. Was the L word.
Yes. So then Teddy moves away. Teddy Roosevelt moves away from New York, and he spends about 2 years traveling and living on his ranch in North Dakota. Meanwhile, Alice is in the care of his sister Anna, so Aunt Anna, and they also called her, she had two nicknames, it was either Bammy or Bi, which is so weird. What the fuck, what are we doing?
You know, I always thought like 50s names were fucking weird, you know, like
no, 18,
math question names.
1800s but... names are way weirder, especially nicknames, like 1800s nicknames are fucking weird, Bi?
Yeah.
Bye? That's weird.
B-Y?
So, no.
B-I.
B-Y-E.
B-Y-E.
Yeah. Bye.
They're like...
Bye.
She's always
Bye.
Leaving.
Bye. Come here. You're like waving someone over. Bye. Bye. So confused.
Hi, bye.
Hi, bye. Okay. What? I'll leave.
Hi, I'm bye.
Oh, congrats. So, letters to Bammy revealed that Teddy Roosevelt was very concerned for his daughter, and he once wrote in a letter, I hope... Hang on. I gotta pick an accent. I hope Mousikins will be very cunning. I shall dearly love her. Oh boy. Was that a wish? Because he got it granted, bitch. So, Aunt Bammy, or Aunt Bi, was a big influence in Alice's life. And Alice was very fond of her. She was kind of like the stand-in mother figure.
Yeah. Auntie her. Anne was the stand-in mother
Auntie figure. Anne, yeah. Yeah. So Alice moved into her aunt's house until Teddy remarried. Until Dad remarried. New mom alert.
Oh, I see what you mean. We are the same person now.
It's happening, you guys. It's happening. So, new mom. Teddy marries a woman named Edith Kermit Crow. Kermit. Not Crow. Edith Kermit Caro. Worse. Kermit is with a K and Caro is with a C. K-E-R-M-I-T. Caro, C-A-R-O-W.
I hope she didn't embroider anything because E-K-C is kind of bad.
Yeah. Ick. Is icky. Edith was Teddy's high school sweetheart.
Uh-huh.
So wife dies and he's like, you know what? I'm going to hit up this bitch I used to know. See what she's up to, you know?
My dick's feeling a little...
2 a.m. booty call in the unbothered. 1800s. Unbothered. Dude, my dick has been so unbothered right now. It sucks.
I need to get it bothered so bad.
Dude, my dick needs to be bothered now. So Teddy and Edith get married. They move to Oyster Bay, Long Island. And Alice moves back in with dad and new stepmom. And eventually the family expands and Alice gets 5 new... half siblings.
All at the same time? Or were they pop, 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 pop,
pop, pop, pop, pop, pop, pop.
No, you did too many. There's only 5.
Pop, pop. Just throwing some more there. So then there is a beef. There is a beef. A beef between Edith, new stepmom, and Alice, right? So Edith was talking shit about Alice's dead mom, and... apparently, Edith was, like, deeply jealous of Teddy Roosevelt's relationship in the past with his dead wife. So, very insecure woman that we have on our hands here, Miss Edie, Edith. Yeah. So, she talked so much shit on Alice Sr. It makes me so mad. So, she regarded Alice Sr. as beautiful, but insipid and a childlike fool.
Did she know her?
No. I think she knew of her, but she wasn't, like, friends with her. You know what I mean? She also said that if Alice Sr. had lived, she would have bored Teddy to death. That's slander. That's Alice Sr. slander, bro. And so Alice Jr. is fucking pissed that my new stepmom is talking all this shit on my dead mom.
Yeah.
Like, a little out of pocket.
My mommy died the day I was born.
Leave her name 2 days after.
My mommy died 2 days after I was born.
And I'm also 5 and I don't know anything. That's not how old she was. Oh. No. I'm not sure, like, timeline-wise. We're just talking about, like, stuff.
Beef.
Yeah. So the beef between the stepmom and the child continues, and Alice, because of said beef, she becomes more, like, independent and outgoing and, like, self-confident. She was very outspoken. She would just kind of say whatever was on her mind, right? Teddy wasn't super around.
She had a podcast.
Yeah, she had a podcast and her name was Sierra. But Teddy wasn't around and didn't give Alice as much attention as normal because he was the governor of New York. So Alice was pissed because her father, Teddy Roosevelt, still wouldn't call her by her first name. All because of this trauma.
Yeah.
But you can get married to another bitch, but you can't call your daughter by her given name. Rude. How dare you?
Her preferred name?
Yeah. Teddy. Yeah, Teddy. Woke. In the 1890s or whatever. So Teddy and Edith tried to get Alice to attend a conservative school for girls in New York City.
Girls.
For goyles. And Alice said, quote, "If you send me, I will humiliate. I will humiliate you, bro. So hard. Just like I'm humiliating myself on this podcast right now. If you send me, I will humiliate you. I will do something that will shame you. I tell you I will." Period, unquote.
Period, unquote, indeed.
Edith still continued to talk shit, saying she had the habit of running the streets uncontrolled with every boy in town.
Fuck yeah.
Sounds good.
Absolutely.
Sounds good. Alice is living the dream, man. Yeah. But you also have to think about...
She's like a Wendy's, open till 3.
You have to think about, like, the time period that we're in, right? So it's not super good.
It's not okay to be a Wendy's, open till 3.
Yeah, it's not okay to be a Wendy's back... when you're trying to be an Alice, you know?
Yeah.
You see what I did there? No, anyways, I didn't. So Teddy...
An Alice. Oh, I get it. You're funny.
Yeah, okay. So Teddy was pretty ashamed of Alice's behavior, and they were constantly, like, butting heads. They were at odds with each other all the time. Especially about, like, the trajectory of her life. He was really giving those dad talks of, like, what the fuck are you going to do in 10 years? Are you ever going to move out? Go get a job, you know? So we're time traveling from childhood to September 5th of 1901. She is a teenager at this point. She's 16 or 17. And the 25th president of the United States, William McKinley, gets shot in Buffalo. Woohoo!
Woo!
Play the sound. So Teddy Roosevelt was his vice president from March to September of 1901. So at 2:15 on September 14th, McKinley died in the hospital, and Teddy rushes to Buffalo and takes the oath of office as president. 2:15 in the morning. That's a long day. And then you got to be president for the rest of the day?
Yeah.
For the rest of forever? 4 years, 8 years, if you're lucky.
That's a long forever.
That's a long forevers. So Prezi Teddy. President Teddy Roosevelt. So Alice loved that her dad was now the president. She was in sheer rapture, quote unquote. I mean, sheer rapture. It's joy. It's like over the moon, ecstatic, you know, whatever. So
let me just pull out my 1900s fucking dictionary.
I know. So Alice then becomes a celebrity and a fashion icon at the age of 17. And at her social debut, because apparently women need social debuts.
I think we should bring that back.
Period.
And not like...
Yeah, go
like,
off. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Backtrack. Backtrack on that, you dumbass. Like, come on. What do you mean? What?
Social debut? Absolutely. Just like... Okay, here's the president. Great. Here's the president's family. Great. Here's the women of the family.
And we just have to throw a party.
to introduce all the ladies, and it's just like a ladies'
it's
party.
It's a ladies' night. No men allowed. It, no boys.
Yeah, it's just like, hey.
It's like a bachelorette party.
This is first lady.
But famous.
And then this is her daughter.
Yeah.
Daughter's an cool. absolute legend Icon. With fashion.
Yeah.
They have a whole fucking
it's like a bat
fashion
mitzvah.
Show. Exactly. With the chair and everything. Yeah. Do they do the chair for a bat mitzvah? A mat bitzvah?
I have no idea. Do not ask me about Jewish culture. I know nothing.
What's the chair for?
Something that we don't know about. And so we're gonna put our hands up and we're gonna back away.
Do you know what I'm not gonna back away from?
No, Colin,
no,
please.
No, I'm serious. This is great. I just realized that my favorite thing that I haven't told Christians yet, but I'm going to start telling Christians is, oh, I like your telephone pole necklace.
Oh, that's good. Or like, oh, what does the T stand for?
Is it T for Troy?
T for Troy from High School Musical. It is. Oh, is that the necklace from High School Musical? You just start saying that. You have to stop. We need
this
to put
enough
our
shitting
hands up.
On religion
we have to put our
day.
Hands up and back away and say we can't do this.
We can't.
It's
do this.
It's not ours.
It's not ours.
We know nothing.
We know nothing.
Perfect. Great. Those are your morning affirmations.
We can't do this.
We can't it's not do this. Ours. This is not ours.
We're we know nothing.
We know nothing. We're going to leave it alone.
Yep.
Back away.
Fantastic.
Okay. All right. So Alice is a celebrity, and at her social debut in 1912, she wore a gown of what became known as Alice Blue, which sparked a trend in women's clothing and a popular song, Alice Blue Gown. She's an icon, bro. She's an icon.
An icon.
So then she becomes the center of attention in the social context of her father's presidency, right? Anytime they were talking about Teddy Roosevelt, they would pretty much talk about Alice, too, because she was out here doing some wild shit.
She's just a cover-up for her dad not doing any fucking thing in office.
Right.
He did a lot, actually.
But. So she thrived on the attention, and she hated some of the restrictions that came with the attention.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're basically a celebrity in 1912. Don't go out or you might get run over by a carriage. I don't know. But you have to be careful.
You could get Lincoln'd.
Right. Exactly. Didn't even think about that. So she was very outspoken, and she like won the hearts of the American people, who nicknamed her Princess Alice.
Oh, period. Shit.
Period. Period.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You're starting to say absolutely too.
Did I not before?
No. I realize that I say absolutely a lot because I'm really trying not to culturally appropriate the word period. So I'm trying to say other affirming words like absolutely, which is way more fun. Anyways, so she was really irritated and often ignored like the media's attention, like the newspapers and shit, which made the newspapers and everybody in America just fucking love her even more. Like, she's so cool.
She's so cool. She hates us.
She doesn't even give a fuck, bro. And that's so cool.
Yeah.
She's the bad boy of presidents' daughters.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. That's she hates one. Her fame.
So.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, bitch. So let's talk about Party Girl Alice.
Yay!
So Alice was known as a rule breaker. And this was in an era when most women, like, conformed to social norms. You get married after some sort of maybe education, pop out a kid, proper, prim, no skin showing unless it's for my man type deal, you know? Oh, and also probably I hate my husband and he hates me. But you never know. So the Journal des Debates. The journal, there's this journal.
In
Paris. And they noted that within a 15-month time frame in Alice's life, she had attended 407 dinners. 300 balls. 15 months.
Oh, I was like, there's not even 400 dinners in
that. A year and a half-ish. Over a year and a half. She went to...
How many days? 365 plus 365 divided by 2.
Why did you do it like that? 365 days plus 90 days. How many days is that, Colin?
No, I thought you said it was...
15 months.
A year and a half?
Ish. It's like a year and a quarter.
Oh, 15 months. So 15 times 30? 450?
We played darts
450
together days. For the first time. Oh my God. It was not good. Yes, 450 days. She attended 407 dinners, dun, 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 350 balls. Dun,
dun, dun, dun, balls dun. And dinners on the same night?
300 parties.
Dun, 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 balls, dun, dun, dinners, dun. And parties on the same night?
680 teas.
That's like two teas a day.
And she made 1,706 social calls.
This bitch was working. Did she have an assistant?
Working her social pussy out.
Oh my gosh.
Busy.
How does she have money for that? I guess she didn't
Daddy
have to have
is
a
her
job.
President. That's right. It, daddy is her president.
That's right. This
president
is, before...
is her daddy, bro. Oh my Isn't that crazy? Goodness.
That is so absolutely insane.
One paper alleged that she had scandalously stripped down to her lingerie at a drunken orgy at a Newport, Rhode Island mansion and danced on a table. That was proven to be false. So, but I'm it's fun to sad. Think about it.
I feel like she probably could have.
She probably could have, but she also probably didn't want to fuck up her dad's reputation that bad.
She also probably hated everyone, so.
Right. I'm not going to do that. That's stupid. Why would I do that? Don't look at me.
Can you imagine, though, you just, like, the amount of people you see in a year?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm sure you have friends you see every week, but you're not going to see them every day.
Dude, I really understand Alice. She wants nothing to do with nobody, but she's going to come to all your parties, and she's going to support you, and she's going to have a good fucking time, and she's going to let you know about it. And honestly, I feel that.
Imagine not having to work a day in your life, and all you get to do is just be social.
Party.
Yeah.
Go to social events.
Record a podcast.
Report a podcast. Okay, she also smoked cigarettes in public. Ooh. Rode in cars with men.
Ew.
How dare you? You're a whore. You're a whore. You're a loose woman.
I've done that once or twice.
You've ridden in a car with a man?
Yeah.
Damn. I'm gonna call the 911 on that, because that's...
scandalous.
Scandalous.
Two men in a car together?
She...
they might kiss. Oh, God.
She also stayed out late partying. She was seen placing bets with a bookie, which is someone who facilitates gambling. And she kept a pet snake named Emily Spinach in the White House. You want to know why it was named Emily Spinach? Because it was thin like a piece of spinach. Or no, it was green like a piece of spinach and... thin like her Aunt Emily. Emily Spinach the snake.
I feel like everyone named Emily is skinny.
Yeah. So Emily Spinach the snake, she was a garter snake. She would frequently just put the snake in her dress pockets or like in her purse. And then she would be like out at one of these 500 million social events. And she would pull it out like at a party. Like this just fucking snake just chilling in her pockets or her purse. She would just pull it out at a party. And then everybody around would get so uncomfortable because there's a woman and she's holding a snake. And I get it.
I'm so wet thinking about her.
Right? I love Alice Roosevelt Longworth. Her last name is Longworth. We'll get there. So her dad caught her smoking in the White House one time. Teddy Roosevelt caught her smoking in the White House. The president,
it was pot.
The president of the motherfucking United fucking States of fucking America caught you, his daughter, smoking in the White House? How dare you?
You know what? I bet Obama walked in on his daughter smoking at some point.
Probably.
Weed or some shit.
Oh, well, fuck yeah.
Michelle's like, it's fine.
Don't worry about it. Barack's it's like, not a federal crime, honey.
It's not okay.
Wink.
I don't know how to do a Barack voice.
That's my Barack Obama. It's not. Anyways, so her dad caught her smoking in the White House, right? And he told her to stop. He was like, all right, no more smoking on White House. Stop.
It's a federal offense.
Dude, stop. You're smoking on White House grounds. Stop. So she turned around and climbed up onto the roof and smoked cigarettes up there.
Fuck yeah.
And a bunch of people saw her doing it.
I'm not in the house anymore, Dad.
Yeah, literally.
I'm on top of the house.
I'm on the house. There's a difference. I'm technically higher than you in power right now, Dad.
Yeah.
I'm at the top of the White House. Literally. She falls off. She didn't fall off. All right, let's do some more Alice antics. So on May 11th.
Alice antics.
Of 1908, Alice was fucking around at the House of the Representatives, or House of Representatives. She literally did that trick that's in, I think it's in Home Alone or something like that, where you put a tack face up on your teacher's chair. She did that to some poor fuck in the House of Representatives in, like, the middle of where they meet. She put Mitch this tack McConnell. Face up, probably, because he's 600 years old. And so she puts a tack on the chair, and the man is described as an unknown but middle-aged and dignified gentleman, and he sits on it, bitch. He sits on the tack, and he, like, shot up like everyone would because there's a tack in my ass. Fucking
prank. Hey, there's a tack in my ass.
And no one knew that she did it. No one knew that she did it until she admitted it later.
She's like, that tack, that was me.
That was me. That pain in the ass, it's me. In more ways than one, baby. So one time, a White House visitor commented on Alice's frequent interruptions to the Oval Office. So she would just kind of like pop her head in and just like give political advice to her father, which I think is so fucking funny. Like, you know what you should do about the war? Hey, have you thought about this? She like, who's... Oh, hey, are you guys talking about the war? What about bombing them? So while this person was visiting, it was an author that was visiting Teddy Roosevelt, she had interrupted two times. And after the third interruption, Teddy threatened to throw her out of the window, which is like some dad shit. Like, if you don't stop coming in here, I'm going to chuck your ass out this window. And he said, I can either run the country or I can attend to Alice, but I cannot possibly do both.
Damn, Alice.
Alice is fucking stressing her dad out, bitch. So her younger half-sister described Alice as, quote, a hellion capable of doing almost anything to anyone at any time.
She had siblings? Oh, half-siblings. Her half-siblings. Yeah, her five. Yeah.
Her 5,000.
Bang, 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 bang.
Yeah. So according to one source, she became the first woman to drive 45 miles in a car from Newport to Boston. Period. And I thought that that conflicted with the Bertha Benz statement, but I think that Bertha Benz did this before. I think Bertha Benz was before Alice Roosevelt, but I can't be sure.
Yeah, Bertha Benz was before her.
I'm pretty sure. But somebody also, that listens to the podcast, fact check me. Lisa, fact check me. She's listened to every episode. Fact check me.
Fuck yeah, Lisa.
So anyways, she also chewed gum, played poker, kept a dagger on her at all times, wore pants. My good Lord.
Scandal.
Partied all night and slept till noon.
Wow.
Period. Living the life, bitch. She also publicly identified herself as pagan and denounced Christianity as sheer voodoo. And her shenanigans.
I like your telephone.
Yeah, literally what we just did 10 minutes ago.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm so done.
Yeah. Okay. So pagan Christianity. So her like little shenanigans would often show up in the newspaper before the real news. She was just like the Kim K of fucking everything back in the 1900s. So she would, this is my favorite thing, she would phone in tips about her own whereabouts to the papers, and then she would receive a cash reward for her own tip about her own whereabouts. And I think that that is scamming the system so perfectly. No one can get mad.
No, not at all. I mean,
give me my money. I know where I am. I'm right here. Come on.
Yeah. Like, honestly,
it's so smart.
Because somebody else is going to get the money otherwise.
Businesswoman of the future, bitch. Yeah. And guess what? She doesn't even need the money. Because guess what? Daddy is president, bro.
If anyone wants to give us money for our whereabouts, we're in a basement.
We are in a basement. We are so in it.
We tell you all the time.
So at one point, she started to receive so much fan mail from people around the United States that the White House had to hire an additional secretary solely for Alice's mail, her fan mail.
That's insane.
Isn't that crazy?
That's a lot of mail.
That's a lot of mail. We just got a letter. Oh, we got another letter. Oh my God, there's so many letters. All right, so
who are the fuck are the letters from?
Oh my fucking god. He just starts stressing out like, ah, oh god. So in 1905, so we're kind of like flip-flopping back and forth between times, but I'm just trying to paint this picture for you.
It's a picture, not okay. a timeline.
Yeah. And I am a person who paints.
I guess so.
So let's talk about a tour. We're going to Asia. So in 1905, Alice, along with her father's Secretary of War, led the American delegation to Japan, Hawaii, China, the Philippines, and Korea. Nepotism. Just going to throw that one out there once, twice. So this was apparently the largest diplomatic mission thus far, like, in the United States' history. And it was composed of 23 congressmen, including her future husband, which we'll get back to in a little bit. So during the cruise to Japan, Alice jumped into the ship's swimming pool fully clothed and coaxed...
What's the year?
1905.
Pre-Titanic.
Pre-Titanic. We're having a grand old time.
Yeah.
But we're going the other way.
It doesn't matter where we're going. I just want to know if they're afraid of ships yet.
No, they're not afraid of ships. The ships haven't done anything wrong yet.
So. Airplanes aren't a thing.
Perfect. So Alice jumps into the ship's swimming pool fully clothed, and she jumps in, and she somehow convinces a congressman to jump in with her.
Ah, cute.
William Burke Cochran. Joined her in the water. Yeah, I know. It's gross. Newspapers tried to twist that story and say that it was her husband, like her future husband, that jumped in the pool. And so it was like a little meet cute. But that's not true. It was just some random fucking congressman that watched her do it. Years later, Bobby Kennedy, who we will talk about again in a little bit, starts talking some mad shit on Alice jumping in the pool, saying that it was outrageous for the time. And Alice replied that it would only have been outrageous had she removed her clothes.
Exactly, Bobby Kennedy.
Do not slut shame me, Bobby Kennedy.
Is he related to the Kennedys?
Yes, that's Robert. It's Bobby Kennedy. It's the one that also got killed or whatever. I don't know the history of the Kennedy. I don't really care, to be completely honest.
When JFK's president, dad?
What? Yeah, no, son. Brother.
What? Son?
I don't know who Bobby Kennedy is. No, I just know that he's a political figure. All right,
because the '60s. Would have been 60 minus 40-ish would have been the 20s. Mm-hmm. There's no way that it was... I mean, his older brother, maybe like 30 years older.
He was the United States Attorney General. He was born 1925. So he like later remarked on her jumping into the pool fully clothed.
Bobby Kennedy, I thought it was 1905. So before he was even born.
Yes, he's talking about fucking Alice, dude.
Wait, who was in the pool with... Alice.
Just a random congressman.
Oh, I thought Bobby Kennedy was in the pool with Alice.
No, that's what I said.
Okay.
I said years later, Bobby Kennedy starts talking shit. You need
Fuck
to listen
off,
to me
Bobby
more.
Bobby Kennedy.
Decides to get back on train without just Sierra. Like Bobby Kennedy talks shit years later and says that it was outrageous for the time. And Alice replied that it only would have been outrageous had she removed her clothes. Period. Sorry. Absolutely. So on the way home, on the boat trip home from their little tour, Alice was determined to beat the Japan to New York travel time record, which she did.
She's like, make it go faster.
Yeah, make it go... What? What's the problem? What's the big deal?
I'll jump in the pool again if you make it go faster.
Yeah, I'll remove my clothes. Little incentive for you. So let's talk about marriage. Yay. So after the trip, it's December 1905, and Alice becomes engaged to a man named Nicholas Longworth III. So he is a junior. And he is a Republican House member from Ohio. He eventually rises to become the Speaker of the House, but he was 14 years older than Alice and also looked a lot like her dad. So Freud is always right and he will forever be right.
Yeah.
So he had a reputation of a Washington, D.C. playboy in 1905. That's nuts. The wedding took place in February of 1906, and it was the social event of the season. It was attended by more than 1,000 guests, and there were even more gathered outside just to try to get a glimpse of the bride. The bride wore a blue dress.
It was Alice Blue.
And she cut her wedding cake with a...
katana.
A sword. Because there was some military...
with more letters. Katana.
There was some military man there with a sword. And she said, "This knife sucks. Can I use that, please? It's my wedding." And he said, "All right.
All right. I've never used it once in my life.
Sounds good. Tell you what.
I just shine it. It's not even sharp.
It ain't even sharp. I don't know if it's any better than that there knife."
Not to interrupt you again, I had a roommate once that moved to Alaska. He wanted me to ship a bunch of things. The things were things he tried to bring into DIA.
Oh my God.
Two katanas and a longboard. So this motherfucker, I do not know where he thought this was a good idea. Yeah. To bring two katanas, sharpened or not.
You used to
He's like, "I'm gonna be able to ship it freight." I'm like, "No, you're not. What do you fucking mean?"
Was he trying to check them?
I don't know.
Because I've seen, I've seen people travel with longboards, but
and
they,
that's
they,
fine.
It's like a carry-on.
Yeah, whatever. Do you?
What about the katana?
They were not okay. They were in sheaths, maybe.
Still,
I don't know if they were in sheaths or not.
You can't just put a.
They
gun
weren't in
your...
a box or anything. So he walks into DIA
raw?
With them. Exactly.
Raw katanas?
And he, like, man, let me tell you how difficult it is to ship katanas. It's really hard.
Oh, my God. You can't just walk into DIA raw dogging some swords.
On a fucking longboard. You can't be skating through, like, fruit ninja-ing.
He's just slicing off people's arms, backpacks, and shit.
They weren't sharp either, which was the fun part. Like, they weren't even real, like...
My old roommate, Becky, I doubt she listens to this.
Hi, Becky.
But one time we were talking about swords, and she goes, "Shut up, hang on." And she runs out of the living room, and she runs into her bedroom, and she comes out like 30 seconds later with this literal fucking sword that was a replica of one of the swords from one of the Zelda games.
It's a replica of the sword that Alice Roosevelt used to cut her wedding
cake. It was fucking sharp, bitch. And she was swinging that thing around. And I said, "Girl, put it away. You make me nervous." It was a mess. Anyways, sword cutting cake. Perfect. So let's talk politics. Like, that's the only way I know how to segue into that. Let's talk politics. So we're not going to get mad about Republicans, Democrats, whatever, because it was 19, whatever. And
yeah,
who
and
fucking
like,
cares?
Yeah.
Nothing matters. We're all going to die. Pancake, not now.
Everyone hated black people. Everyone hated
gay people.
Gay people.
Everyone hated
women.
Everyone hated everyone except for white men.
Yeah.
The white men and the white men, they love each other, but not in a gay way.
It's kind of gay.
It's a little gay. Just a little bit.
I think they got their rocks off on each other, honestly.
Oh, yeah, for sure, dude. Come on. That's why I said, like, I don't know, 10, 15 episodes ago, every guy's a little gay.
No, I'm saying, like, they were probably...
There was a lot of, like, suppressed queers.
Yeah.
Queer men back in the day.
It was probably just, like...
What was the... Absolutely. Oh, he wants to bother my dick? He wants to bother my wiener? I'm going to let him.
My dick has been very unbothered. I will let him.
My wiener can be as unbothered by you as you would prefer. Okay, so politics. Let's talk politics, bitch. So Alice publicly supported her father's Bull Moose presidential candidacy in the 1912... in the 1912 presidential election. So let's talk about some more beef. So the Bull Moose Party was a progressive third party in the U.S. formed in 1912 by Teddy Roosevelt. This was because he lost the presidential nomination of the Republican Party to his former protege rival, William Howard Taft. Okay? And that name is going to come up a lot. So... The Bull Moose, or the Progressive Party, was known for taking advanced positions on progressive reforms and attracting leading national reformers. Anyways, fuck that, all that politics bullshit. Alice supports the fuck out of her dad, while her husband is loyal to his mentor, which is William Taft.
Oh, fuck.
Big politic beef
Split
here in the family.
Household.
Split household. Uh-oh. So... her hubby, her man's, what was his name? What was his fucking name?
Something Longworth.
Yeah. Nicholas. Nicholas Longworth. Nicky Nick. So Nick, her husband, was running for re-election on the Republican ticket, okay, to be put back in the House of Representatives, right? So during the election cycle, Alice appeared on stage with her father's vice president candidate in her husband's own district. So she is trifling. She is trifling. She is supporting her husband's opposition in his own home district. And you also have to remember that Teddy Roosevelt created this third party because he was mad that he wasn't the Republican nominee.
The especially opposition.
Right. So like, then
fuck
he
you,
started
I'm not with you.
Right, running against Taft, but her husband, so there's a conflict of interest, right? Because her husband is in the same party as William Taft, but her dad just got fucked over by William Taft, and now William Taft is the enemy, right? Because we're trying to make sure that he's not in office.
Who are you really with?
Yeah.
The Republican
Party?
Who
invited you?
Or somebody else?
Who do you know here?
Yeah.
So that. All right. So Longworth, her husband, lost his seat by 105 votes, and she joked that she was worth at least 100 votes, meaning that she was the reason he lost.
She's like, fuck you. I hate you.
Yep. Fuck all
you
this.
Shouldn't be in office.
Yeah. I hate my husband. Not actually, but he was elected again in 1914, and he stayed in the House for the rest of his life. Yay. I love white men that do that.
Yeah.
Retire. Go on a trip.
Do something.
Go do something.
Write
else.
A book that nobody reads.
Yeah.
How about do that?
They love doing that. The old white men that nobody cares about anymore that make laws, they love writing books. Go do that. Pursue your dreams, darling, honey. So obviously Alice's campaign against her husband caused a bit of a rift in their relationship. And she was also cheating on him with a lot of people. So
monogamy is not for everyone, especially when you're dating a Republican. But
exactly. So she was cheating on him, and it was generally accepted knowledge in D.C. that she had an ongoing affair with a senator named William Borah. Okay. Years later, after Alice had passed away, researchers were allowed to read her diaries that her family had kept, right? And it was revealed that Borah, the senator that she was sleeping with all the time, was the actual father of her daughter, Paulina Longworth. She lied, bitch. She lied.
Can you imagine being Paulina and, like, researchers just come out and be like, "Dad's not your dad.
That's not your daddy." Well, no, I think she...
This was long after.
Yeah, it was long after, and also, like, I think she knew.
Yeah.
Like, she had found out, or Alice had told her, or something.
I mean, how do you not...
Because, apparently, Alice wanted to name her daughter Deborah, as in Deborah, B-O-R-A-H, that's how his last name was spelled. Yeah, Deborah. And apparently, everyone called Paulina Aurora Borah Alice, which is funny as fuck. Aurora Borah Alice? That's so good. Are you kidding me?
That is fucking clever. Also, they had to know then.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, someone told her at some point that her dad wasn't her dad.
Yeah.
And they were like, let's make it a play on words. Let's make it, like, fun, goofy, cool.
Look, your new name, your parents' names, plus you.
Yeah. Yeah. But Alice was, like, pretty well known for, like, her pretty, like, malicious humor. So she probably broke it to her daughter in, like, a weird way.
She's probably like,
hey, so...
Hey, you notice how your nose is not fucked up like your dad's?
Right. Or do you notice how you have a fucked up nose, but my nose is perfect and your dad's nose is perfect? Yeah, that's because you got a different dad. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
You notice how you're black and we're both white?
Just like the most obvious thing. Oh my God. So... The White House party is over. Wah, wah.
Wah, wah, wah.
No more White House. So when the Roosevelt's time in the White House came to an end, Alice decided that she was going to leave a gift for the new First Lady. And I'm going to give you three guesses of what you think
I'm
the
so
gift
glad.
Is.
My first
I'm
guess,
so glad.
My first guess. You know those boxes that open and like butterflies come out?
Yeah, Sam got one for her birthday, I think. We have two more.
An alligator.
No.
Live and thrashing.
They just let one go. I kind of hinted at it earlier.
It was a cross.
No, it was not a cross. She found, she had a voodoo doll made of the first lady, Nellie Taft, and she buried it in the front yard of the White House.
What?
Wait,
so the new first lady?
Had a voodoo doll of herself buried in the front lawn of the White House.
Oh, yeah. Clever.
So,
and then she died?
No.
Leonora Taft or whatever her Nellie. Fucking name is? Nellie Taft?
No, Nellie Taft did not die.
No,
but she it was got a buried threat. Alive. It was a threat, basically.
So what they do, like have TV cameras, like, look, I'm burying this bitch.
Well,
how did they find out? TV do they have cameras. Like a treasure map? Go find this thing in your front lawn.
I don't know.
She's like, hey, that kind of looks like my wife.
I don't know.
Nellie, I think you're buried in the front lawn.
I don't know. I don't know if they were wearing wigs either. So the Taft White House, after they found that doo-doo doll, I'm not okay.
They must have just been like, why is that patch of grass just like unburied? Why is it
fucked up over there? But after they discovered
they left the little telephone doll, pole.
No, they banned Alice from the White House. And a few years later, she got banned from the White House again for
double ban
for consistently humiliating and bad-mouthing new President Woodrow Wilson. And I think that's funny as fuck.
That is.
Just in the White House talking mad shit on the President of the United States.
Yeah.
Just what are they like? What are they going to do? You hurt his feelings. Get out.
The big old white man got his feelings hurt.
Oh,
I feel so threatened. Baby. You can't be here anymore. Baby.
Oh, no. Shut up. Get over it, you fucking idiot. So women love her.
Yeah, obviously.
Women love Alice. Many young women viewed Alice Roosevelt as the future of their gender and cheered for her whenever she passed on the streets. She is also the future of my gender.
Currently. Amen.
She is currently the future of my gender.
I can't wait to see you bury Nellie Taft in your front lawn.
Whoever buys this house after me,
look for a voodoo doll.
I'm going to bury a voodoo doll of whoever you are in the front yard as a threat. And I want you to feel the vibe that we feel when we sit in this basement.
Yeah.
And scream at each other.
Yeah.
For no reason. It's going to be left here. There's going to be an essence of it. The energy is going to shift.
We should record it on like burn CDs of our podcast. Yeah,
we'll burn episodes of the podcast. We'll rip up the subfloor in the basement and bury it.
They'll
and
just then, find like episode 12 or something.
And then after the nuclear war happens in like 30 years when there's fallout, but people and things are still alive and they're discovering stuff again, you know, rebuilding society.
Yeah.
They're going to find our podcast.
And then they're going to have to be like, what's a CD?
What do we do with this? What is this? And then they find some like technological fucking nerd that like lives in the mountains of radiation and he like knows everything and he's like, that's a CD. And then he plays it back.
Stands
and
for then it's this. Cum dump. No, it doesn't. I think it's like compact disc.
CD stands for cum dump. Oh my god. Okay, anyways. Women love Alice. Women love Alice. And then we're just going to skip forward quite a bit. Teddy dies. Goodbye, Theodore Roosevelt. So Alice, to honor her father, takes on his political causes. So we are officially daddy's little girl. Basically, she became known as the other Washington Monument, quote unquote, for her constant involvement in politics.
Can you fucking imagine?
How about the
just
Washington?
Just like they have a giant penis statue and then you're considered Penis Statue Junior.
Penis Statue 2.
Yeah.
The streets. Squared. So she served on the National Board of Directors of America First, which was a committee dedicated to keeping the U.S. neutral during World War II, before the whole Pearl Harbor thing.
Yeah.
Then we were angry.
Yeah.
And then we you said, we're going to kill you Nazis. How dare you? Not Nazis.
Suddenly we care about
Nazis. We killed other people, but I don't want to talk about it. I'm backing away. I'm putting my hands up. I don't want it anymore.
What's the third thing we're doing? Affirmations? I don't know.
I don't want it anymore. It's not my fucking business. I know nothing. Thank you.
If you ever get arrested.
That's it. Lawyer. Sorry. I don't know anything. I know nothing. This isn't mine. What am I doing here? Lawyer. Amen. So she was friends with the Kennedys.
Before they died.
Before they died. The Nixons and the Johnsons.
Before they died.
Before they all fucking died. More beef. It's what's for dinner. Let's do
more beef. It's what's for
more beef. We're talking about more beef, baby. It's what's for dinner. Alice is eating beef constantly, dude. She loves beef. So one of her most public family feuds. No. Is no. that Family Feud? That is Family Feud. So, one of her most public family feuds was with her first cousin, Eleanor Roosevelt. They spent time together as children, and as adults, they both married politicians.
Why do I know Eleanor Roosevelt?
Because she married her fifth cousin, once removed, Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Oh, yeah. Her first cousin, once removed...
Fifth cousin once removed. Yeah. Anything under 10th cousin, it's too close.
Did you know that royals, meaning every fucking royal, fucking Russian czars and kings and queens of England.
Yeah, you marry and have kids with your bloodline.
No, what I'm saying is they have so much genetic similarity. And I'm obviously just saying this off the top of my head. Mm-hmm. But there's a point where... they have more genetic similarity, like the Tsar of Russia had more genetic similarity to the royal of England than twins. Or no, sorry, brothers or sisters.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's too close.
Yeah, it's because like there were 15-ish families intermarrying within Europe.
No.
And it was just like, yeah, we gotta fuck everyone that's
God.
Our same level.
God.
And so they just...
white people are fucking crazy, bro.
It's like when you make a smoothie, you know, your strawberries and your bananas are separate. And then suddenly you can't tell strawberry from banana. It's all the same thing.
And that's on genetics.
Suddenly.
Science.
Everyone has blood disorders and you accidentally like bump into a wall and you're bleeding and dead.
Mm-hmm.
And
also other things. God, this episode, Jesus Christ. Okay, we are continuing on. Eleanor Roosevelt married Franklin Delano Roosevelt, which was her fifth cousin once removed. Okay, so they would constantly disagree, they being Eleanor and Alice Roosevelt. They would constantly disagree, and they had very different views on, like, almost everything. They were just, like, yin and yang, basically. Alice was pissed after Eleanor basically fucked up the New York gubernatorial campaign of her brother, Teddy Jr., in 1924. Here's how.
We just have this little kings and queens game. Like, what the fuck? We are not Europe. Why are you doing this?
So, Eleanor drove around New York in a car outfitted with a teapot on the roof. The teapot actually spouted steam, okay? And this teapot was in reference to the teapot dome scandal in the Harding administration.
I've heard about this, but I don't remember what it
is. So, Alfred, I don't really know a whole... I didn't look into, like, the teapot dome scandal
or anything like that. Do you want me to read the first paragraph of Wikipedia?
No, I can do it. I want to do it.
No, I want to do it.
I'm already doing it.
Didn't you like my Alice Cooper earlier?
The teapot dome scandal was a bribery scandal involving the administration of the United States President Warren G. Harding from 1921 to 1923.
Secretary of the Interior Albert Bacon Fall had leased Navy petroleum reserves at Teapot Dome in Wyoming, as well as two locations in California, to private oil companies at low rates without competitive bidding.
The leases were the subject of a seminal investigation by Senator Thomas J. Walsh.
Convicted of accepting bribes from the oil companies, Fall became the first presidential cabinet member to go to prison. No one was convicted of paying the bribes.
Yeah. So it's a teapot scandal. It got covered up. But basically, Teddy Roosevelt Jr. lost to a man named Alfred Smith, which somehow that started the blocks falling, the dominoes falling, of Franklin Delano Roosevelt Eleanor's husband to get elected governor of New York in 1928, 4 years later.
Doesn't make sense, but I'm okay with it.
It's a conspiracy. So, Alice loved to talk shit about other presidents. My favorite thing, when FDR was running for president in 1932, so Franklin Delano Roosevelt, her cousin's fifth cousin that she married.
So, okay, is it actually talking shit or is she just like spouting facts and like calling it out?
Let's find out. So she wrote in the October issue of Ladies' Home Journal, quote, "Politically, his branch of the family and ours have always been in different camps. And the same surname is about all we have in common. I'm a Republican. I'm going to vote for Hoover. If I were not a Republican, I would still vote for Mr. Hoover," unquote. She took it a step further during FDR's reelection campaign, saying that, quote, "She would rather vote for Hitler," unquote, "than for FDR's reelection."
Oh my God. She's literally just like...
just like, I'm not even kidding you. This is the most... Like, okay, the reason why I love Alice is because she is literally just being human. But she's being human in the public eye.
Yeah.
She's saying shit that, like, people can misconstrue.
Absolutely.
She's speaking her mind. She's being a loud woman. And people are losing their shit. And she's just being human. And that's why I love her. I've said fucking stupid shit.
Oh, me too.
I said I didn't know how to caramelize onions. Or what was it? What was it?
Saute.
Saute. I don't know how to saute. And I don't know how to caramelize either. But I'm going to own it. Because I already said it. And there's it doesn't so fucking matter. Shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, Alice Roosevelt Longworth is the antithesis of the We're in the Basement podcast.
Yeah.
I really think so. The whole Hitler thing. Perfect. Then she started talking shit on Lyndon B. Johnson when he was president. She told him...
He sure do be Johnson.
She told him that she wears wide-brimmed hats whenever she's around him so that he couldn't kiss her.
I mean, I would too.
Yeah. But, like, most women wouldn't say that. They would just do it and not say anything. Not bring it up.
You're a fucking creep.
Yeah. You're fucking creep, I real cock me with it. So Senator Joseph McCarthy made a joke at a party one time saying, quote, "Here's my blind date," pointing to Alice. "I am going to call you Alice." I don't really get that joke. But Alice really didn't get it and was very offended. And she claps back and she says, "Senator McCarthy, you are not going to call me Alice. The truckman, the trash man, and the policeman on my block may call me Alice, but you may not," unquote.
Fuck yeah.
I love her. So let's talk about later in life. So,
was it because she had... Okay, was there like a title involved? Was she supposed to be called...
I don't know. Maybe he just introduced her as Alice and then was like, "Oh, it's my blind date. I've never met her before."
It's actually Mrs. Longworth.
Yeah, and she's like, "You can actually call me Mrs. What was it?
Longworth?"
Yeah. Mrs. Longworth. I just said it. Madam Longworth, if you may. Princess, Madam, King in space. Longworth. That's how fucking important I am. So let's talk about her later life. So in 1955, she fell and broke her hip. In 1956, she was diagnosed with breast cancer and underwent two mastectomies. And remember her daughter, Paulina?
Yeah.
Yeah, she died.
Oh, no.
In 1957, she overdosed on sleeping pills. So Alice is going through it right now.
Absolutely. If my mom were fucking... What's her bucket?
Alice.
If my mom were Alice,
uh-huh,
just absolutely railing the Americans,
just
butt fucking everyone.
Taking them for a joyride, man.
I would be like, I need to sleep.
Yeah.
And probably sleep too
much. Haven't slept in days. Something has to work. So
that's sad, though.
Alice,
but, you know,
fought for and won custody of her granddaughter, whom she raised, and the two were very, very close. And Alice did not support John F. Kennedy in the 1960 election, but she became very enamored of the Kennedy family and, quote, "learned how amusing and attractive Democrats can be," unquote. It's my sexy game show music. Guess what she did after she realized that the Democrats are sexy?
She flipped parties.
She sure did. And she voted Democratic in 1964. And then she developed a friendship with Bobby Kennedy, the one who said it's inappropriate for you to be jumping in a pool
Yeah.
Yeah. So she...
Years later, too. Yeah. Like, fuck off, Bobby. Yeah. Like, it's the 1960s. People jump in pools all the time.
But she supported
him. Have you never seen a pool?
Have you never tasted chlorine?
Have you never felt chlorine stick to your skin? I tell you what. But she ended up supporting him in the 1968 Democratic primary. But she made fun of the way that he climbed newly named Mount Kennedy in Canada. So sometimes...
he just bear crawls up top.
I don't know how he was climbing it. I didn't really look into that statement. But, like, could you imagine? She was like, oh, yeah, I saw you climb that Mount Kennedy. You looked fucking weird. What were you doing? Why were you on all fours going up backwards at one point? What was that all about, huh? You little pussy bitch boy that doesn't know how to climb a mountain, huh? You little pussy bitch, huh? What, you've never seen a mountain before in your life, you little bitch boy?
Probably took him 12 years and he slept in cabins that they built along the way.
You need your mommy to drive you up that mountain, little bitch boy? Just like so mean. So they were like kind of beefing but kind of not, you know, we were still having beef for dinner. Like
they just had hots for each other.
Yeah, honestly. And like, who wouldn't? It's Bobby Kennedy. So
is Bobby Kennedy that great?
He was a good looking guy for the time.
Okay, I'm gonna be real honest with you in the pod tonight. This is the first time I've ever heard the name Bobby Kennedy.
Oh my fucking god. Okay, maybe I know the name Bobby Kennedy because of the generation that I work with.
Probably.
Because they were all born in the 30s or 20s.
Yeah, so they were wet for Bobby when they were teens.
WFB, wet for Bobby. It's perfect. Wet for Bobby. Wet for Bobby 2024.
I had no...
Okay, like, but all right, hang on.
So was he his brother? Was he John's brother? That's what you said earlier, right?
Yes, I'm pretty sure he's John's brother.
Look at us.
I just want to
cruising through American history.
I just want to make it like so clear right now, one time, and then I will never say it again. The Kennedys are dead. All right? There is a conspiracy theory within the right wing right now that the Kennedys are not dead and that Bobby Kennedy is going to come back and run for president. And I think that is the funniest thing I have ever heard.
Especially because he died in 1968.
It's so delusional and so funny. So Kennedy, she was fucking dunking on him for climbing the mountain weird or whatever. But Alice also had a genuine friendship with Richard Nixon when he was vice president. And then he lost the 1960 election, but Alice kept in touch. And didn't consider his political career to be over. She was like, you can do it. You're fine. It's okay. She encouraged him to re-enter politics. And Alice would throw these like super lavish like dinner parties or whatever. And after he didn't get reelected, she would like invite him over. So she was like being very nice and supportive. He returns the favor by inviting her to his first formal White House dinner and to the wedding of his daughter. So they're like BFFs forever. And then their friendship ended at the conclusion of the Watergate scandal.
Love that.
When Tricky Dick had to step down, specifically when he quoted Alice's dad, Theodore Roosevelt, at his resignation, during his resignation speech, and he said, quote, "Only if you've been to the lowest valley can you know how great it is to be on the highest mountaintop." And that quote was from Teddy Roosevelt speaking about the death of his mother and his wife. And good old Tricky Dick decided that he wanted to use that quote after being literally accused, impeached, and possible criminal prosecution to her idealistic young father's loss of his wife and his sister. Fuck Richard Nixon, bro. Fuck him. Fuck him.
I'm just keeping my mouth shut because...
Yeah. We hate Tricky Dick. We hate Tricky Dick.
Like...
No, don't. Don't do it.
What's don't our affirmations? Affirmations. Do
I know nothing.
I know
this
nothing.
This has nothing,
this
to, do
has
with
nothing
me.
To do with me.
This is not mine.
This is not mine. Take a step back. Something else. There's a fourth one.
There's
Wait.
A fourth one. Lawyer.
Lawyer. Lawyer up. Better
amen.
Call Saul.
Lawyer. Amen. So after many years of ill health, Alice died in her Embassy Row house on February 20th, 1980, 8 days after her 96th birthday, of emphysema and pneumonia, with contributory effects of a number of other chronic illnesses. She's buried in Rock Creek Cemetery, Washington, D.C., and she's the longest-lived child of a U.S. president. And to just bookend it here with a nice good old quote from good old Alice Roosevelt Longworth. If you can't say something good about someone, sit right here by me. That was embroidered on a pillow that sat on her couch. If you can't say something good about someone, sit right here by me.
Abso-fucking-lutely. If you can't say something good about someone, sit here right by me in the basement, and we will talk smack. And
I tell you what, we'll talk all the shit you want. We talk about Ricky Dickey. Ricky Dickey. Dude, so that's Alice. That's Alice. That was Alice Marie Elizabeth Roosevelt Longworth Jr. Alice. Sorry. Alice Marie Elizabeth Roosevelt Longworth Jr.
Yeehaw.
But yeah, she fucked around. She really fucked around. Sandra Bullock. Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Who is Sandra? Someone Bullock. Anyway, yeah, that's fuck. That is fuck.
That is fuck, bro. It's so fuck. I love Alice.
That is batshit.
You know, she said some fucking stupid shit, and she supported some fucking stupid people.
You know what?
But don't we all? I supported Jeffree Star at one time, and I said that I don't know what a saute is. We can make mistakes, okay? Sometimes people make mistakes.
Everybody has those days.
Now, but here's the thing. If you keep choosing to make the same fucking mistake over and over and over again, I'm going to come to your house and I'm going to kill you. Do you have any notes up things before I kick you out of my house?
So, you know how we talked about Dumb Ways to Die? Mm-hmm. Dumb Way to Die.
Yeah.
They now have live costume characters that like their TikTok and like their Instagram is just like people in fucking costumes that are supposed to look like the Dumb Ways to Die characters doing fuck shit.
That's weird.
Yep. Second thought. This is a Sierra thought that I don't know if she remembers. It's a pickup line. Hey, baby, do you shit with that ass?
Because, all right, we were going out. I texted Colin last Friday because I had just gotten paid and I wanted to go like out and get drinks. And I was like, we can just go out and get drinks somewhere. And then if we want to go like out to like the bars, we can go do that if we're feeling it. So I'm standing in Colin's house and I'm talking to his roommate, Tim. And I go, I just love going out to the straight bars because I love catcalling men. Like, I think it's so fun. And I turn around and I look Colin dead in the eye and I go, hey, baby, you shit with that ass? And I would honestly say that to a man. I would. Given the opportunity, if a man had a real thick dumpy, if he had that wagon, bro.
Hey, baby, do you shit with that ass?
You shit with that ass or what? Just so douchey. Just throw him off.
Next one. Okay. Same from that night.
Okay.
People that play darts, are they called Dartians or Dart-tards?
I forgot I said that.
I said Dartians, she said Dart-tards.
Dart-tards. Okay, here's my one notes app thought that I just had to write down, apparently. So, Annabelle is named after an Edgar Allan Poe poem, and I look at, she says that to me, and I look at her and I go, Edgar Allan poem. That's it. That's all I have in my notes. Edgar Allan poem.
Love that.
And it feels weird to say it.
Edgar Allan poem.
Edgar Allan poem.
Edgar Allan poet.
Edgar Allan professional.
Professional poet.
Professional poet.
Well, fuck. If you stuck around
holy
for that fuckery.
Shit. We're gonna go.
Thanks for tuning in.
Follow us, like us, subscribe, and we'll see you next week when we talk about... Bye.